I'm Aaron Schachter with The World. Radio Shack was once one of the biggest electronics retailers anywhere on the planet, a familiar brand all over the globe. That's all a distant memory now as the bankrupt company puts itself out of business. Among those mourning Radio Shack's demise is our friend, writer Deepak Singh.
Back in the late 90s when I was still in India, a friend of mine brought me a portable radio. It was silver and no bigger than an iPad mini. On the bottom right-hand corner, it said Radio Shack. I'd never heard of the brand, but that radio became one of my prized possessions. About 5 years later, I found myself standing in front of a Radio Shack store in Central Virginia. Curious, I walked in and saw my radio sitting on a shelf. The same model I had tuned in to listen to cricket commentary, Hindi songs, and the stories I produced for the BBC World Service in my hometown, Lucknow. Now it was smiling at me in the United States, my new home. I'm not sure why, but something made me want to work there. I applied for a sales position at Radio Shack and got the job. At Radio Shack, I didn't just find my radio. I also met America. On the sales floor, I got to say hello to people I wouldn't have encountered otherwise. I met Americans who were poor, rich, educated, and not so educated, elderly, teenaged, gay, straight, crazy, and kind. For an Indian man who had never worked in retail and had just landed in the country, it was sometimes overwhelming. Many of the customers spoke with a southern drawl that made English sound like a foreign language to me. It took me a while to get used to the extra syllable in every word. But slowly, I began to understand America and Americans, their psyche, their consumer behavior, what they drove and what drove them. I met some great people there who will always be my friends, but Radio Shack may soon be gone. I would miss this place that helped me tune in to my new country.
Writer Deepak Singh lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan.